I'm standing outside in the sunshine on the grounds of Ōnuki Marae on day 3 of the Te Rōpū Whakahau Hui Ātau 2010, and I'm speaking to Spencer Lilly. Kia ora, Spencer.
Kia ora.
Now, Spencer did a session earlier today where he was talking about a little project that he took part in last year. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Spencer?
To celebrate Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori in 2009 at Massey University, we decided to create our own Māori Book Awards, which we called the Ngā Kupu Ora Book Awards, really to recognise the excellence in sort of Māori publishing.
Now, is this something that you do a lot, just to, you know, create a book awards?
Well, and it's not something you do every day, but we were just scoping around for a project that we could use to really promote books to our Māori clients, and it just seemed to be a natural thing to do.
And from your point of view, how did that go?
It was very successful. We learned a lot along the way. The authors were very pleased to be recognised, and at the award ceremony we had 5 out of the 6 authors turn up, and I guess that showed how well the awards had been received by them.
The one that didn't turn up did something a bit different, which I like the way that you described that in your session. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, Merita Kawhiru, who wrote the book called Tahuhu, which was about Tai Tokerau sayings, she couldn't turn up, so she sent a video acceptance instead, and I sort of likened it to being at the Oscars where, you know, that film star can't make the awards and receives their award by video. I thought, you know, it showed that we had arrived.
So obviously Ngā Kupu Ora is very, very prestigious.
Well, we'd like to think so. Yeah, it's early days yet. We're hoping to run them again this year and in future years. It's become an iconic event within the Massey University community.
It's going to become a fixture.
Well, we think so. Yeah, it's always harder to do it the second year round. It's not quite the new kid on the block, and we're hoping that we can get the funding to make it just as successful again.
So it's the awards equivalent of the difficult second album.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it will be interesting to see if we can get a number one hit from the awards.
But you think that there's enough books being published on Māori topics?
So we were a bit worried that we weren't going to get enough for a second run within such a short period of time. But the publishers have surprised us, and there have been a number of items that have come out over the last 12 months that look like they might be worthy winners of the awards. I guess only time will tell.
We'll look forward to the Ngā Kupu Ora Awards for 2010 then. So that's during Māori Language Week, yes?
That will be when we will be announcing the winners, and so there'll be a build-up before that particular week, yeah.
And people will be able to vote?
We're expecting to run it by popular vote again this year, and we'll be releasing the URL for that people will be able to go to and vote for the different awards in the different categories.
So people should keep their eyes open for that?
Yeah.